The Alaska Marine Highway System announces changes to the Alaska Class Ferry rollout, and Haines law enforcement and healthcare providers work towards safe spaces for people in crisis. This is the KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strimple. Those stories are up next. The Alaska Marine Highway System changed its plans for Alaska Class ferries in the Upper Lynn Canal. Again. AMHS Public Information Officer Ora Landau says the new plan will get Alaska Class ferries in service sooner and save money.
The Taslina will be the first of the Alaska Class ferries available, and we can move right into Lynn Canal for the summer schedule.
The ACF Taslina is finished and has completed sea trials. It will service the Upper Lynn Canal starting in May of this year. This is an update from the October 2018 plan, which had the Hubbard scheduled to run between Juneau, Haines, and Skagway, and the Taslina providing service in Prince William Sound out of Cordova. Landau says the Hubbard will be complete by late spring or early summer. AMHS does not have a summer schedule yet.
Service schedule for the summer is still being adjusted, and it will change some of the timing and routing for some of the other vessels, those mainline routes that come up from Bellingham and Prince Rupert.
The Taslina will replace the Fairweather. The ACF Hubbard will replace the Aurora in Prince William Sound sometime in 2020. AMHS says retiring the Fairweather and Aurora will save millions. AMHS does not have an exact date for their retirements. The Fairweather is currently in layup for the winter and will not undergo a $1 million maintenance overhaul. AMHS asked for $27 million in capital funds to add crew cabins to the ACFs last year. Crew cabins would allow staff to stay on board for longer periods without overtime pay. The switch means the Taslina and the Hubbard will go into service without crew quarters.
Yes, we'll be operating as a day boat in Lynn Canal. The operational details are still being worked out from that. We're looking at where those crews might be overnighted, where it makes sense to have service, and how we can maintain a strong high level of service for Lynn Canal communities using the day boats.
AMHS does plan to add forward side doors to both vessels, which will cost about $3 million. Service to the Upper Lynn Canal will stay roughly the same. AMHS says the Taslina is slower than the Fairweather and is likely to run 7 days a week. The Taslina holds more passengers and vehicles than the Fairweather and is more fuel efficient. AMHS anticipates saving $500,000 in fuel annually. Alaska Marine Highway System will contact any passengers affected by schedule changes to rebook or refund. When Alaskan residents go through a severe mental health crisis, many rural clinics lack the resources to ensure their safety. When patients are at risk of harming themselves or others, it is up to local law enforcement to provide a secure space that can be monitored. Health providers and law enforcement in Haines question whether a rural jail is appropriate for holding such patients until they can receive treatment. KHNS's Henry Leisha reports.
Can you open up yellow, please?
Police Chief Heath Scott opens the door to a white-walled room with a concrete floor.
All of our cells are the same, but if you're a mental health consumer, you're sitting in here.
There are two cots on either side and a metal toilet at one end. The cell is bathed in a pale light filtered through a barred window. This is where people in Haines are held after they have been involuntarily committed under the state's Title 47 law. The law allows guardians, spouses, relatives, and certified physicians to commit an alcoholic or drug abuser for 30 days if they are likely to harm someone else.
Their liberties are suspended for a short period of time. You don't have the ability to leave this environment. We have to have a clinician review your current status to see, are you well enough to leave our facility?
Stephanie Pattison is the director of the Southeast Regional Health Consortium Clinic in Haines. She says there are a few ways that someone may end up committed through Title 47.
A person in a mental health crisis either comes into the clinic or goes over to Lynn Canal Counseling. They are just not able to make rational decisions. They may be threatening to hurt somebody or hurt themselves?
After a thorough medical examination, a clinician will determine whether the individual should be held and monitored. The Haines Rural Jail is used to temporarily house the individual until the crisis passes or transportation to a larger hospital arrives. The nearest hospital is a plane flight away from Haines, which limits transport options.
They can't go commercial and they can't go medevac. A security company that is trained to care for and transport clients or patients, arrangements have to be made for them to come on a charter to collect that individual.
It takes at least a day or two before patients can be transferred to an adequate healthcare facility. Chief Scott says the rural jail is the only available space to hold them while they wait for treatment.
When we don't have a hospital bed, so to speak, and a security guard at a hospital, our best solution is putting them in a detention center and watching them here.
The clinic in Haines is not staffed 24 hours a day and lacks a secure room for monitoring. That means it's inadequate for holding patients for long periods of time. Medical staff check up on patients held in the jail on a regular basis to monitor their health. Sometimes their condition improves to the point that they can be released before being sent for treatment elsewhere. But Patterson thinks that a jail is a stressful environment for patients.
If I was in there, I would truly wonder what I had done wrong. It's not that they've done anything wrong. It's just that they are ill and that it's the place we can keep them safe. In a perfect world, yes, it would be wonderful to have a facility that would not be the jail. But I'm not sure what that is.
About 10 patients are held in the Haines Rural Jail each year due to Title 47 committals. Recently, the Haines Borough has been trying to collaborate with Southeast Regional Health Consortium, or SEARCH, to build a better safe room for patients. The SEARCH clinic in Haines will undergo a remodel in the near future. Borough Manager Deborah Schnabel has suggested adding a safe room to the renovation plans. Patterson is unsure whether that will be possible, but she says she is willing to work with stakeholders to find a solution. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.
That's your KHNS local news. I'm Claire Strempel. Thank you for joining us. You can find these stories and more on khns.org or follow the podcast on Stitcher or NPR One.